Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
It's Heidi Summers, health and wellness expert, with your local health update. I get so many emails and calls about CBD, the incredible oil from the hemp plant that's being used to provide relief to millions for joint discomfort, inflammation, and nagging injuries. It's the most talked about alternative health breakthrough in years. The CBD product I always recommend comes from CBD Labs, the gold standard of CBD. CBD Labs oil goes to work fast to relieve your discomfort and deliver the results one thought nearly impossible without a prescription. This powerful oil is not marijuana and contains no THC, the ingredient that gets you high. Oh yeah, CBD Labs oil has also been used to help thousands get a great night's sleep. Don't be fooled by all the imitators. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle while supplies last.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-413-7451. That's 800-413-7451. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-413-7451. 800-413-7451.
The crew at Stream Guys, we'd like to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season and a wonderful new year. And now, back to Dave.
Well, thank you from all the guys at Stream Guys. You know, they make our 24/7 stream very possible. You can hear the last 7 weeks worth of shows that way. And of course, the stream is also available on the brand new updated free Into Tomorrow app. So not only from our friends at Stream Guys and all of our staff and guests and sponsors, we all wish you all a very happy holiday and the joyous of New Year's as well. Do stay tuned Into Tomorrow. We hope you have our app, by the way. Be sure and search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and snag the free app. Tech news, imagine that, is there. The ability for you to easily participate on the program, ask a question, help another listener, share some tech rage, whatever the case, is also available on the app, and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So do check it out. Give us 5 stars if you're so inclined. Ooh, maybe even a nice little review. Oh, that would be all I want for Christmas. See what you can do about that. But be sure to get our app one way or the other. Our next guest joins us to talk about how they cover the consumer electronics industry with a retail angle as part of the IFA Messe Berlin group with trade publications, websites, trade shows, all kinds of cool stuff. The editorial director for CT Lab Global Media is Mike McEnany. Mike, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I am doing well, and I got to tell you, so excited because I have been a fan for so many years watching you live at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas every year. So it's a big deal that I'm on this show is a very big deal.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. We appreciate that. Yes, and thank you for that mention, too, and those kind words. We launch our 25th year at CES next month, so we'll have, of course, a couple of weeks' worth of CES specials, as we always do, and lots of things to talk about there. As well, too bad that this show is always after the holidays, because unlike IFA that we're both very familiar with, which is, you know, in September and plenty of time to plan and see the new products that are coming out, new announcements, and say, oh, that's going to make a perfect tech gift for me and someone else. I always tell people, don't feel guilty when you're buying consumer electronics. Always buy at least two of everything, one for you and one as a gift.
That is a great, great advice.
I think so. So tell me from your perspective, Mike, what's hot and exciting these days from a consumer tech angle, especially from the retail side of things? What do you see as being moving, you know, more product than other?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll start by saying apparently everything is hot because I'm looking at numbers over the course of the last couple of weeks, and apparently that we're going to see spending in the neighborhood of $97.1 billion in the U.S. On consumer electronic products this holiday season. So, yeah, narrowing down what's hot, it seems as though people are buying everything, but there are those products that are definitely jumping out off the page. And to start, the laptops will be big again this year. Obviously, smartphones will retain their yearly spot on the top 10 list. But what's more interesting to me is people are finally kind of starting to get the whole connected home concept. So emerging tech, I think, is starting to show up on a lot of lists this year where I don't know that it had been previously. And leading the charge there are wireless speakers. The industry seems to be feeling that this has really become kind of a gateway product to the slower-moving connected home concept, which obviously it's an expensive concept to jump into for most of us, but the product that isn't as expensive is these wireless speakers, and they're going to fly off shelves apparently this year, and that's been the case so far.
And what a good analogy there, too, as a gateway. It's almost like it reminded me of a gateway drug. You know, don't have that. It's a bad thing. But in this case, it's a very good thing, because if we get, you know, our audience, of course, is certainly more geared to the consumer tech world, and we've been talking about all sorts of great smart home goodies for many, many years, just like your audience has. But what's cool about that is a lot of people are saying, gee, I didn't know I could do that. I mean, there's now sound bars that are wireless, and sound bars like the couple of new Vizio sound bars that do Bluetooth connectivity to a subwoofer. And it's like, well, how convenient is that? I don't have to run wires around my living room. You know, so yeah, the wireless speakers, what a great category to start with, because you're right. I think it is a way for people to say, man, we've got to, you know, when you're watching TV, a nice movie or whatever, I've always said the picture's only half of it, not just because we're in the audio world and radio, but audio is certainly at least the other half, because you've got to immerse yourself in these movies and TV shows, and it takes both visual and sound.
No, it really, really does, and audio has become such a big deal, and that category has come such a long way. The initial product we saw over the course of the last 4 or 5 years has been solid, but it's really a whole new ball game now. The category has had a lot of the major speaker makers jump in, and again, it's allowing people to realize, okay, I can get this kind of sound out of this small speaker. What else is involved in the whole connected home, smart home world? And this product clearly has kind of led them into that world, and we're seeing more and more people, again, not just the people with the $3 million homes that are having their whole home done as a smart home, but more of the rest of us, I'll say, that are just interested in kind of taking a look at appliances that do things they've never done before, and the whole Internet of Things theory. I think the speaker really is leading the way.
And, of course, the same thing, I guess, would apply to the smart speakers. I use air quotes every time I say that. But, you know, the Amazon Echoes and the Google Nest and, you know, the Home Minis and all that sort of thing. Because a lot of people have not been afraid of that and said, wow, all my friends have one. I should get one of those, too. And then perhaps that's giving them some more smart home opportunities as well. Oh, I can just say, turn on the lights and close the drapes and turn on the TV and do things like that, in addition to just getting questions answered that you would otherwise be Googling on your phone. That's another aspect that I think a lot of people have said, well, I start with that, and now my home is getting smarter, so I've got to add all these other accessories as well.
No, absolutely the case. It's opened the door to the realization for people that they can speak a command for all kinds of different things in the home, and it'll happen. And with Amazon and Google, which are two great examples to mention, they've really slashed prices on their products, and all the way down to, I think, about $30. So that used to be a far more expensive product, and the fact that they've slashed prices down that low has, again, certainly opened the door to a much larger audience for that. And again, it's kind of a word of mouth. A big chunk of the population dove in last year, and maybe even a little bit the year before. And more and more of us now walking into homes where people are using that, and once again opening eyes to the notion that this is a pretty cool tech, and kind of driving them a little deeper into it.
Yeah, I've had people lately that walk into my home with me coming in after dinner or something, and they'll say, "Why did you tell Alexa that you're home?" And then they hear her say, because I use Alexa female voice. voice and the male voice for the Google, because I got to keep them separated somehow. And then they hear her say, "I've stopped guarding your home," you know, and it's like, what?
Yeah, no, 100%.
So those are certainly some of the things that make a difference in people's lives. And if you can be easier about it, forget privacy. We've done away with that years ago. So people listening are saying, yes, but what about the privacy? That's gone.
Unfortunately, yes. And there are several security concerns. We've seen some frightening stories in the news over the course of the last month about people hacking into these smart cameras, the security cameras that are in homes or in children's bedrooms. Yeah. So there's some work to be done there. That's probably a subject for a whole nother show. But yeah, absolutely. But security concerns exist. But yeah, as far as privacy, where people are letting go a little bit and worrying a little less about it. But
yeah, it is a shame, though, right, too, as you say, Mike, because, you know, even though we're right there at 2020, you would think we can solve those issues, but we've really created more of a monster, I think, with so many companies trying to get their various Internet of Things products out there and so many devices that perhaps they've cut some security corners, or perhaps they're just not as concerned as we as consumers should be, making certain that you've got protection with your Wi-Fi router and you don't allow intrusion into your home digitally, just like you wouldn't want a burglar coming in.
No, absolutely. It seems with tech, that's the case. We take a step forward, and you know, while it seems to be progress initially, we discover a couple of other layers that are causing issues, and those need to be tended to. I mean, even data privacy with regard to e-commerce, you know, we've been willing to happily give up our data for that personalized shopping experience that you get because of it. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, we see something like the Macy's hack that happened in October, and you know, we're worried about it. A lot of people are still very nervous to shop online and surrender that info because you know, the fear definitely still exists that there can be a data breach and your personal information can be compromised. But you know, hopefully, as the powers that be that are experts in that field continue to hammer away and try to stay one step ahead of the hackers.
Well, you're right there. Every time I shop at Target and I put my my fingerprint to get into the wallet part of the app to, you know, save some money and get those 5% discounts and whatnot, I'm reminded of a year ago plus where they had their big hack as well. And you think, well, great, you know, so I'm protected with my app on my phone with using my fingerprint, but what are they doing? You know, they being any company that's got my personal information, hopefully several have learned their lesson on our behalf and are doing a much better job at protecting their data, which is us.
That does appear to be the case. Again, hard for me to pull out the crystal ball here and look at, you know, how much further along we'll get in 2020 with regard to particularly retail. I mean, that's the area that is the most attacked because it's such a such sensitive information is usually transpires during a typical retail transaction online. But it does seem to be that, you know, retail is boning up in that area, and we are seeing less of those attacks, although obviously the fear always remains. Means that, you know, hackers are going to figure out whatever firewalls are put in place or whatever, you know, is done at retail to kind of hammer away at that problem. But, you know, time will tell. And again, I feel pretty confident that the retail world and profitability kind of hangs in the balance. And I feel like they'll because of that, they'll take care of it.
I agree with you 100% there. And I hope that that is the case. I'm reminded, too, of something we've talked about for many years when people were talking about early on being comfortable with buying anything online. And I always use the example of we don't think twice about handing a waiter or waitress our card after dinner and they disappear for several minutes, hopefully only swiping it once for that dinner and not,
true.
You know, and not running next door and buying something or stealing the card information and that kind of thing. Yet we don't, you know, have those kinds of concerns because typically not even any human sees this information when you're buying something from a retailer online. And as long as they're protecting the data, one would think, or hope at least, that it is much safer. Fingers and eyes crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just going to say they certainly remain crossed. And again, from what I've ascertained and the research we do on dealerscope and connected design, we've done several articles even over the course of the last couple of months. The pieces are in place for a more secure online world. And again, unfortunately, we're always going to be faced with the fear that there's going to be hacks here and there. They're worried about it in D.C. With regard to our elections, and they're doing what they can to take care of that. Mm-hmm. Let's hope retail, obviously, follows suit and we constantly stay at least a few steps ahead.
Absolutely. I want to pick your brain a little more, Mike, but I want to know if you don't mind holding a couple of moments. We'll pay a couple of bills and come right back to another segment with Mike McEnany, who's the editorial director of CT Lab Global Media. Dealerscope.com is probably their best of many websites to take a peek at, and you'll see various highlights and what he and his team are up to on a regular basis. We'll do this, come right back with more from Mike and more discussion. I want to pick his brain on other products these days, too. What else is hot? As Into Tomorrow continues.